Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, indeed, it is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris, he's Martin, and we are live from those aforementioned TireRack.com studios. And the summer of Tire Rack sweepstakes rolls on. One winner has already been selected to win a set of four brand new tires, and now two more winners have the opportunity to win a set of four plus installation, taxes, and fees. It's all valued at up to $1,500. Enter daily, which gets you a new entry into the contest every single day at foxsportsradio.com to boost your chances to win. Two more winners will take home a set of four new tires between now and August 27th. To enter and get rules, again, visit foxsportsradio.com. It's all sponsored by TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Clarence Hill, Dallas Cowboys writer for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, will join us at the bottom of the hour, and it'll be great to talk to him about them boys, because everybody wants to know. All eyes are on the Dallas Cowboys now, and so Clarence is as good as anyone to fill us in. Now, they've, been practicing, obviously, in the pads now, like everybody else. And Jerry Jones, Martin, is excited. He loves what he sees. Surprise, surprise. And he even came out and said this yesterday. I will say that Philadelphia, and if you will, the Giants and Washington team, they need to be on their game because we are. We're going to be on our game. And we will be improved over last year. Now, he went on and said some favorable things about the rest of the division. But ultimately, he's talking smack, Martin. You like this from Jerry?
Look, at this point, I would be concerned if Jerry wasn't talking. Right? Then it'd be like, wait a minute, maybe something's happened. Like, is he okay? Because does he know if football season's around the corner? Because it's about time for him to talk about how he wants another Super Bowl, right? It is August. But no, I don't think it's true. I don't think it's overwhelmingly true any more or less than it was last year or the year before. The thing about what Jerry's saying, it's a fact. The NFC is wide open, Chris.
Agreed.
It's wide open. And then you have the elder statesman of Rodgers. He's switching conferences. There's nobody in the NFC, but I mean, we're talking about like Geno Smith as the third, fourth, fifth best quarterback in the conference. Now, I'm old enough to remember just a few years ago, you want to talk about a guy they were out on, a New York Jet quarterback that people were out on.
That should be the example for Zach Wilson, I'll tell you that.
Right. I mean, it's mind-boggling to me. Geno Smith got punched in the face in a locker room when we all heard about it. Think about it. We all found out about that.
Yep.
Anyway, I say all I have to say, you got the experience at quarterback, okay? You have probably one of the best defensive players in the league, if not definitely in the conference.
If not the best.
Right, if not the best.
Right.
All right? Like, yeah.
Micah Parsons.
The Cowboys should be favored.
Favored for what?
Favored to win the division, I think. Or not necessarily
really?
Favored to win the division. Oh, not with the Eagles. Not with the Eagles.
Right. But I hear what you're saying.
It shouldn't be a big jump.
Right. I think what you're saying, and correct me if I'm wrong, Dallas, Philadelphia, and San Francisco, not in that order necessarily. Those are the three elite teams in the NFC.
Yes.
Would you agree?
San Francisco and Philly, I think, are a step above. I think those are the two. And then Dallas, just a half step behind. But they should be in that category. Right? That's what I'm saying. They should be there. They should. Like, if we didn't spend so much time on TV and radio and, you know, focused on the Dallas Cowboys in general, I think more people will be talking about them as a sleeper team right now.
That's my point. Jerry Jones creates unnecessary drama. And look, they're the Dallas Cowboys. So we would obviously give them attention and all that, and there would be some drama created just because of who they are and the franchise that they are. But not as much as Jerry makes it. And true. To your point, all the shows, yeah, they would talk about them like they talk about the other good teams or some of the other flagship teams of the league. But they wouldn't talk about them as much as we do if Jerry Jones wasn't running his mouth constantly. And that creates unnecessary problems for the team. I'm convinced of it. He creates, Martin, a soap opera-ish atmosphere. Sure. So they feel more like a soap opera than a football organization. It's a soap opera set in a football setting. That's what it is. Rather than just a football team, we might have our occasional drama like any other team, but we're about football. It feels like because of Jerry, they're about all this nonsense. And they're a good team. I got a chance to win the division. No doubt. I think Philadelphia is better, but you can't write off the Cowboys as having a chance to win that division. But why does the owner have to come out and sound the alarm? Is Clark Hunt doing that in Kansas City?
No.
Is Jeffrey Lurie doing that in Philadelphia? You know, I mean, it's no. Robert Kraft, he'll speak occasionally, but not like every day like Jerry. Like, Jerry talks like he's the head coach.
Yeah. You know, very much like Puffy, all up in the videos.
Yeah, that's a great example.
You know, so I
come
get
on,
it.
Come on, bro. I know you signed in the checks, but you do you and let us do us. Stay in your lane. I get it. He's the owner. He can do whatever he wants. I just don't think, Martin, that it is great for your franchise. And I know people are probably saying, come on, what's Chris talking about? Like, is that what's that got to do with the football? It just creates unnecessary drama, unnecessary expectations, unnecessary questions that the players have to answer. Jerry said, you're going to be better than last year. You're the best team in the AFCs. He put a warning out to all the others. Now I have to answer that as a player. I mean, it just is just stuff you don't need to deal with. There's enough to deal with. We don't need you throwing out all this extra stuff, so we had to be extra. Yeah, it's just silly. And it hadn't worked, Martin, in 26 years.
No.
Did he talk when Barry Switzer was there? Okay, whatever. but it hadn't worked in 26 years. And last time I looked up the definition of insanity, it was when you do something over and over again, expecting to get a different result. Well, Jerry, you talk all the time like you're Mike McCarthy, the head coach, and it hadn't gotten you even to the NFC title game in the last 26 years. So come on, man.
I mean, look, I hear what you're saying. I get it. I just happen to like it. I wish more owners were talking
it's
like
that. It's great for us.
I wish more no, owners I were feel talking you. Like that, honestly.
It's great for us, but you're not a Cowboys fan, and I'm not either. I'm just saying. I'm trying to help the Cowboys fans. It is great for us. Sean Payton, Rob took him to task. I don't know what was your thought. Did you want to take him to task, too, or did you take him to task?
No,
BJ took him to task.
I took him to task about Sean Payton was, hey, if you're going to go out there and talk all tough, don't come back the next day and act like you never said it. Oh, my fault. Right. The fraternity okay. coach. No. If it's a lie, you spy it on that lie. Okay?
Right,
you stand
right.
on it. That's
I
my take.
I hear you. My point is this. Whatever side you took, it was great for us.
Absolutely.
It's great when dudes go off the rails and start saying all types of craziness. It's not great for your team. That's all I'm saying. No, it'd be great for us if Travis Kelce came out and said, you know what? They need to go pay Chris Jones. In fact, they need to pay me too. I'm tired of being underpaid. That'd be great for us. Not for the team. That's all I'm saying.
I get you. And I don't think it's some level of like motivation or like, I don't think that Tony Pollard woke up today, saw these quotes, and they're like, you know what? Now I'm really going to hit the rehab hard. You know, I also don't think that Ron Rivera woke up in Northern Virginia, walked into the practice facility today and said, oh, guys, hey, focus up. Jerry said they're working hard in Dallas, so we got to turn it up. It's all show. It's all professional wrestling to an extent, but I just can't. I can't get too upset about him going out there and saying, hey, we're going to come out here, try to kick some ass and take some names. Now, if he was saying this.
He didn't say try. He said we're going to.
But it's like if he says this at 5-7, all right, the time is up. But right, it's August, man. Everybody feels good about their team. You got people telling me that the Commanders might win the NFC East. And, you know, everybody feels good.
Kevin
except
Wiles.
For pretty much,
right? That's except about for all the, I've heard say that.
Do you know who else does? Your boy VJ. He's been trying to sell me on the Sam Howell and this and that. And I'm just like, all right, hold on. I'm not sure about
if he's right, oh my gosh, you're going to be in some trouble.
Tell me about it. Tell me about it. Everybody who knows that listen to me Saturday, 7 to 10 Eastern knows he will never live that one down. Let me live it down.
One of y'all going to be in trouble.
But ultimately, sure. Especially in an environment where like Dak's not super vocal, there's not a real voice on the Cowboys besides Jerry. Not Jerry, obviously not on the team, but there's not real noise coming from that. And I think there is a level of the Michael Malone aspect of, like, for the Denver Nuggets, he's doing a lot of talking because nobody else is. You know, he's doing a lot of talking because there's not, like, his star players aren't really, they're not really going to, that's not how they get off.
But if he talked for 10 straight years and under-delivered,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It'd be a problem. Like, let's keep it real. And I've known Mike Malone since he was an assistant coach on Jeff Van Gundy's squad when he coached the Knicks. Right, exactly. And did you hear Mike talking before last year?
Not in this way.
No, not in that's what way. I'm saying. He's doing it when he knows, oh, we got a squad. We got a squad. Like, Jerry just does it every year. And I think Jerry believes they have a squad, and they do. But because you've been so unsuccessful, they're one of what? A handful of teams? I wish I knew the exact number, but it's about a handful that haven't made it to at least a conference championship game in the last quarter century. And every year you come out and talk Super Bowl. I know he didn't say, you know, he even went out of his way to say, they're talking about the Super Bowl, but come on, man. You don't need to be throwing this stuff out there. I'm trying to help y'all Cowboys fans. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Your turn to win with the iCouple, Chris and Martin. Do you think, how good will the Cowboys be this year? Is this the year they can win the Super Bowl? And do you like or hate Jerry Jones running his mouth like the chatterbox he is. Your thoughts next on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it is The Odd Couple. Chris Broussard and my man Martin Weiss filling in for Rob Parker. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Simple question, is this the year the Cowboys can win the Super Bowl? And Jerry Jones, you like him running his mouth or not?
John in Norfolk, you're on The Odd Couple. What you got, pal?
I've been a Cowboys fan. I'm 60 years old. I've been a Cowboys fan since 72.
Yep.
And I'm totally disgusted with Jerry Jones, and I have been since, well, a long time. I love the Cowboys. I'm a Dak Prescott fan. They can go, but they've never seemed to be able to put it together since Troy Aikman. I had no faith in. I did not like Tony Romo at all. Never thought he was a B quarterback to take us anywhere. He never showed that. But no, I'm disgusted with Jerry Jones. I cannot stand anything that comes out of his mouth.
I wish he'd shut up. You probably didn't like it when got mad at him when he fired Tom Landry, if you've been a fan that long.
Oh yes. Oh yeah, that was wrong, totally wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. And like I said, they ain't done nothing since Jimmy Johnson.
Nope. I mean, they won it with Switzer, but those were Johnson's, players.
Pretty much. Let's go to Keith in Alabama. What's going on, man? You're on The Odd Couple.
Hey, guys. How you doing tonight?
Great. Well. How are you?
I'm doing good. First, I do think that this is a win.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right. Game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. and there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
So like last year, this season, and maybe next season or the one after that is really the only window that the Cowboys have to attempt to win a Super Bowl the way that they have been ran and constructed because of the NFC. I actually think that Jerry Jones is a lot like Bill Belichick. I know that sounds weird. But if those two would get out of their own way and let a good GM come in, they'd probably have more Super Bowls than they do.
Well, I mean, Belichick's got six, so I don't know how many more he'd have. I do hear you, though. I just think he hasn't really done much, and I'm not trying to take anything away from Belichick. He just hasn't done much without Tom Brady, before or after Brady.
I think a good GM would put I don't know. They'd go from B-minus players. I'm not trying to insult the Patriots, but a lot of players on the Patriots were always floating around that B-minus, B, you know, just never a superstar except for Tom Brady. And they would immediately, I think a good GM could come in and focus on the roster, not the roster and coaching. It would grow up. But I think that's Jerry Jones' big problem, is that he thinks that he's going to be the one to put it together and win that next Super Bowl. And he's been trying to do that ever since he let Jimmy Johnson go. And just like the caller before me, all of Cowboys Nation were not happy with him when he did that. And right. He's been trying to prove them wrong and prove himself right ever since. No doubt.
It seems like he'd rather win his way than, you know,
100%.
Win. You know what I mean? Just win. If he had to be quiet and be like another owner and just, you know, you don't hear from him until he's on the podium, on the field when they won the Super Bowl, he probably choose, I'd rather lose this way with me out front. That's what it feels like.
I don't think you're wrong on that. I've said that a long time about Michigan football. They said they would like to win. You know, but they want to win with a Michigan man and all that. Ohio State will go figure it out, all right? Like, Alabama's going to go figure it out. They're going to just go get the guy that they need.
You know, I mean, y'all do have some high academic standards.
Listen, Chris. You got $1 billion in
I know they fudge them a little bit for athletes, but I'm just saying, y'all still got kind of high standards, you know. That's a compliment to you.
One of my math classes I took, no kidding, had three Michigan football players on it, and it was a 7 people in the class, like me, okay. Taylor Lewan, were in the same math class our senior year of college. To your point, but MJ in New Orleans, you're on
the I don't know what that says about you.
it just says this, man. I had to tell him. I met him at the Super Bowl. I re-met him because I knew him from school. I was just right. Like, man, do you know how many more millions of dollars you've made since that time than I've made? It's crazy. MJ, what's up, man? You're on the Odd Couple.
What's going on, Martin Weiss? What's going on, Chris?
What up, man?
Come on, man. Will they win? Who cares? Jerry Jones has figured out how to P.T. Barnum the narrative of sports marketing and promotion. Jerry makes them polarizing, keeping them one of the most talked about sports teams, one of the richest sports franchises. Each year, undisputed, on your platform, as multiple segments, Screaming Ace dropped out the playmaker and does his bad guy thing and does segments. In my opinion, Jerry Wayne Jones is laughing all the way to the bank.
Look, you're right. I mean, they're the Dallas Cowboys. They were going to be interested and talked about anyway. But there's no doubt that all of his foolishness does keep them in the news. That's what I was saying, though, Martin. I think it's a negative. I mean, it's great for the bottom line of the franchise, but is it helping you win Super Bowls? No.
No, it's not helping you win Super Bowls, but ultimately, only one team can win. I'm not saying that the Cowboys have even come
they
close.
They haven't even been close. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
even come close.
And they're the Cowboys. Martin, look, it's a whole generation. You barely remember. I mean, I know you know the 90s, but the Cowboys, it's a whole generation wondering why in the world were they ever called America's team? How did they get so popular?
Right.
You know, because it's been a generation since they were good.
It's like,
or, you know,
like,
perennially good.
Like the first caller said, he was a fan in the 70s. Well, you know, I mean, essentially, you know, the Cowboys built the back of the NFL. Like the Steelers.
Flagship franchise.
One of the flagship franchises. But, you know, I don't love it. But at the end of the day, but I love, I would, look, I know that you would rather him not say anything, right? You just rather not say anything at all. But what I really would want him to come out and be like, yeah, you know, guys, let's just, we're going to do our best. We're going to try real hard.
He don't
hard.
Need to be saying you know, nothing. Like I said,
look, I hear you.
Look, I feel you. It's great for us. It gives us a spot.
Look,
it just gave us 30 minutes.
I'll say this. I'd rather have Jerry Jones saying, I think my team is going to beat everybody else in the division than be a Colts fan, for example, and have Jim Irsay trying to outlie or you know, push out my the best player on the team.
Irsay,
you know,
that's
so I just say it could be worse. It really could be worse.
Absolutely. All right, we're going, speaking of the Cowboys, we're going to get with Clarence Hill in a few moments, but first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
And our next guest is the Dallas Cowboys beat writer for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, friend of the show, Clarence Hill. Clarence, welcome to the iCouple, brother.
What's up, fellas, man? How y'all doing today?
We are good. Martin Weiss is in for Rob Parker. We're great, man. Let's get to it. Jerry was talking, and I want to get to some of the specifics he was talking about. He said that the offense is Dak friendly. And when he described what that meant, more dump offs, fewer reads pre-snap, fewer reads post-snap, wide receivers not having to read the DBs. It's, and this is not an insult to Dak, Mike McCarthy, whoever, but it sounds like they've dumbed down the offense a bit. Is that essentially what is going on or has gone on?
I think they simplified the offense, and there was a lot of confusion last year. It's really, as compared to last year, what they were doing. Really, they're moving more to a West Coast scheme, and that's about getting the ball out. If you remember when San Francisco was good, they were getting the ball out quickly to Jerry Rice. I'm not saying that we're just a Joe Montana and Jerry Rice, but it's about getting the ball out quickly. Mm-hmm. And one of the issues they had last year was put people, receivers in the wrong spot.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Or in the same spot, and so they have a better understanding of the offense, so they simplified some things for the entire offense, and that's basically what he was trying to say.
Now, Clarence, how much of this is in part because Dak Prescott had a half a trillion interceptions last year in 12 games? like how much of the simplification of this? I know that you're just saying the guys were on different pages and stuff.
So you really got the wrong guy. You really got the wrong guy with the half a trillion. I'm old enough to remember when Brett Favre was throwing 30 interceptions.
Well, that was a different NFL. Yeah, that was a different NFL.
I'm assuming you guys are of a certain age. I want you to go down the list and tell me the interception leaders over the last 10 years, 15 is probably the lowest.
What we're saying is that's when you could hit. You're talking about all those guys. We know the numbers are much better now, but that's because you used to be able to hit quarterbacks. You used to be able to hit receivers. It's a different game.
But even in the last 10 years, I'm not even talking about when Brett Favre played. I'm talking about in the last 10 years. Last 5 years, 15 is still a low number compared to that. So I would say that a trillion is a lot. I would say that 15 is you know, certainly they want him to cut down on interception, but that's not the reason. The Cowboys' offense last year, the receiver core was off. I mean, we're one of the worst receiver corps in the league. They got a lot of, you know, little separation. You know, with Mike McCarthy, I'm just going by what Mike McCarthy said, who's running the offense. We talked about changes they want to make. They want to change the blocking scheme. The offensive protection was bad. So they're doing things to change the offense to make, you know, help Dak be more decisive in the decision-making and be cleaner in the decision-making, certainly. And hopefully that will cut down interceptions. But again, that's more about the entire offense and the problems they had on offense as a group, not necessarily a indictment of Dak Prescott. If you watch the Cowboys play, Dak Prescott does a lot at the line of scrimmage. He has a lot of control of what goes on, calling and protection. He's not bus driving out there. Just watch what he does. But, yeah, you want to cut down. Everybody wants fewer turnovers. There's no question about that. But, again, these are not things that are, say, we got to do this because Dak needs the offense dumbed down. That's not the point.
Do you think the running game, obviously Ezekiel Elliott is gone. Do you think the running game will be as strong? I think we talked to you last year and you, I don't know if it was you or someone else, but, you know, a lot of people were voicing, well, Pollard can't handle 20 carries a game. You know, he would get broken up. A lot of people felt like, How are they going to handle the running game, and do you think it'll be as strong as it has in the past few years?
Well, I mean, I think you see how Pollard had a breakout year last year, and the reason people question about what Pollard can handle is because he's never had to handle. I mean, you go back to college, you go back to high school, Pollard's never been a primary back. He's never been a back guy that's carried the ball 20 times a game in his career, so we don't know what he can handle. Certainly, they're going to put more on him. But they're not going to run him down like he did Zeke in the past. He's not going to be 300 carry type guy. They do want to bring some guys in. They have some young backs behind him: Rico Dowdell, Malik Davis. They have the you know, kid from Kansas State, Deuce Vaughn. But I think at the end of the training camp and preseason, they may add another back. You know, to come. You know, certainly a guy, a short yardage back, goal line back. You know, to add to the numbers, but they do believe in Tony Pollard. And Tony Pollard had a breakout season last year. He's bigger than you think.
Great.
He's 215. He's not 195. He's 215 pounds. And again, he's a guy that, you know, is a big play waiting to happen. And they want to be able to get the ball in his hands and allow him to make big plays. But yeah, they're not going to wear him down for sure.
Any chance, Ronald Jones obviously out for the first two games with the PED suspension, just two games though. any chance they bring back Zeke? I doubt it, but I got to ask you that. And if not Dallas, where do you think he might end up, if anywhere?
Well, that's the question. Of course, Jerry's never going to rule out Zeke because of his relationship with Zeke. But you tell me, when they cut Zeke in March, did anybody believe that we'd get here to August and Zeke would still not be on the team? You know,
I think it was possible, honestly.
Well, I'm just not being on a team at all. I mean, no one saw the running back, but it's not just Zeke. You got a number of backs. I mean, I would have thought Dalvin Cook would have signed with someone by now. There are a number of backs out there that have not signed, and I just not see the dirt of the running back market and just dropping off the cliff like it is, where you got guys who are impact players who, you know, can still get it done, especially like a guy like Dalvin Cook who's not with a team. So, to make a long story short, the Cowboys did not cut Zeke with the plans of bringing it back. You know, that was right. Never in the plans. That was never in the cards. You know, at the end of the day, he's still available. And if push comes to shove, at the end of the preseason, they're going to let these guys run, let these young guys develop. They're not going to let a veteran come in and be a progress stopper. You know, never say never, but that was not the plan. You know, Zeke visited New England last week, and apparently Bill Belichick has called Steven and called Jerry and called the Cowboys to get as much information about Zeke as possible. And so that's something, you know, they're looking at, and maybe Zeke will sign with them. Again, I'm surprised he's not with a team, but from what I understand, you know, just like with Dalvin Cook, I think it's about money. They're not playing for the minimum.
Yeah, to me, I would have thought that Zeke would have been on the team by now. That's for sure. Especially, I mean, Kareem Hunt, like some of the guys that are out there on the free agent market, just is kind of it's really wild to think about. I want to go back to the Cowboys that are currently on the roster, though. I saw you were tweeting about this, Clarence. You had Trayvon Diggs and Dak kind of going back and forth at it. It feels like much ado about nothing, but still, like, it feels like at least good competition between two of your team leaders there in Diggs and in Dak in Oxnard.
And that's what it is. Like, you know, it's my video that kind of went viral, and we put up practice video. We put up interceptions, we put up touchdowns, we put up everything. It's training camp. Every day of training camp, it's trash talking. Dak and Diggs have been trash talking since 2020. I went back and looked up stories, you know, when they did the Hard Knocks with the Cowboys, and Dak and Diggs were going at it. That's what they do. People are taking a, you know, saying it's a sign of disrespect because he says set your BS up, you know, and that's just how they go. We talked to Dak and Diggs about today, and they both laughed about it and said it's not that big of a deal. You know, Dak is one who starts most of it. He's trash-talking throughout practice. He's trash-talking in the locker room. He said that's part of his leadership style. He wants people to go at him. He's not some prima donna quarterback, but guys can't come back at me. You know, we are all on the same level, but they do respect him. He is the leader of this team. There's no disrespect from Diggs and Dak and any of those other guys. They know Dak is the leader. He's one of the oldest players on the team, but he's relating to these young guys. And it was, again, it was much ado about nothing.
All right, that is our man Clarence Hill, Cowboys beat writer for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. Great stuff as always, man. We appreciate it.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you, man.
Yes, sir.
All right, yep. Is Russ going to cook under Sean Payton? That's next. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Martin, this is Chris Broussard. Martin Weiss with me here on the iCouple on a TV theme song Thursday. This is the Jeffersons, Martin. This was a show, a hip African-American sitcom in the 70s. I know that's Chris, before your time.
Chris,
so
you're not telling me nothing new, brother.
This is some history, man. George Jefferson, a black couple that worked its way up from Harlem up to the... living on the high on the hog on the east side of New York City.
Chris, I know the Jeffersons. I know. Look, what are we talking about here?
I'm messing with you, man.
I have parents. You know what I'm saying? and to the point.
Did you watch it? I mean, on reruns, I don't know if it's on reruns like a lot of shows.
Well, we weren't catching it live. No, you're right. I wasn't quite there for that.
You weren't alive.
But,
right.
But no, my grandparents, when I was a kid, we used to go over there all the time, and they would always be TV Land, all that. In the Family all the way down to the Jeffersons, baby.
Okay, Jeffersons was a spinoff of All in the Family.
Exactly. I saw an episode when was it, Carol Connor kissed Sammy Davis Jr.? I seen it. I know my history.
All right. I'm just checking you out. You passed. All right. At the end of your first year, Discover Credit Cards automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned. Everything you've earned is doubled, folks. That's right. Seriously, see terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. Martin, there's some reports that Russell Wilson, it's only been a few days of padded practice, but that he hasn't looked great. I don't know what he did today, but he hasn't looked great. And there are reports that there's some concern about how he'll look in Sean Payton's offense. Are you concerned about Russell Wilson this year?
Concern would be like, I think I think he's going to continue to decline.
Worse than last year?
Chris, they don't pay Jarrett Stidham $10 million over 2 years just for fun. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't believe it. Look, I tell you this. When I was, let's say 3 years ago, I was texting with the guy who was, at the time, was coaching defense in the NFC West, right? I said, right, you know, what is it about what y'all do that makes Russ just appear, like, this was Russ at the height of his powers. I'm like, what is it about y'all that you got? He said, man, Russ, if he can keep him in the pocket, he can't beat you. It's all about the bootleg. It's all about, now he's 34.
And freelancing, right.
It's all about the freelance. It's all about the bootleg. It's all about him moving around, moving the spot, moving his arm target. He can't move anymore, Chris. He can't move anymore. That's the thing I'm concerned about. Like, I do not see a resurgence out of Russell Wilson. And if it's anything I know, like, look, Drew Brees' career probably could have ended 2 or 3 years prior to when it actually did.
Yep.
So I don't. So do I think the offense will look better? Absolutely, because you have a real Sean Payton's a real adult. Sean Payton.
He's had success essentially with every quarterback he's had.
Yes, and I expect them to be better than they were. Like when Sean Payton went out there and put out his Nate Hackett diss track, he had a few things that were true. Like they had most pre-snap penalties in and out. Yeah. That's not happening for a Sean Payton level team, right? So the team will be better. But I think Russ will be negligible. Like, I really do. He'll be put in way better scenarios, way better situations. But in terms of just what he can do on the field, it's a tough one for me, man. I think he might be cooked.
Well, we will see. Look, it's hard to imagine he hasn't been humbled. Sure. Right? So forget all of that. Let Russ cook. All of that, let's ride. And just try to win. And if it means doing stuff like in Seattle that you didn't like and means forgoing your visions of grandeur that you thought you were this, you want to be in the MVP race, man, forget all of that. I think Russell Wilson is smart. And I think he's smart enough to realize, look, if I want to get some love, anything remotely close to what I used to get, then it's just going to be about winning. It's not going to be about your individual numbers. Maybe, look, it looks like Martin, he thought he was something he's not. Right? I said that about the fight. Errol Spence found out I'm not as good as I thought I was.
Sure.
As many people thought he was. And maybe Russell Wilson has had that moment. I'm not what I thought I was. I don't need to cook. I'm not going to win an MVP. I'm not Patrick Mahomes, but let me do what I know I can do, which is lead, which is, you know, run, which is run the coach's offense. Like that's what needs to happen. I feel you. I don't think he's at nearly as washed as you do. His last year in Seattle, a lot of people ripped him for 25 touchdowns, 6 picks, 103 passer rating. I'll take it. Mm-hmm. And remember, some of that he played injured because he came back a little earlier with the hand injury. But he's got to be better than last year. And I tell you what, if he doesn't improve over last year, it'll go down as one of the worst and maybe the worst play trade in NFL history.
It, right now, it's tracking. I mean, especially when you look at who has Seattle. I mean, think about it. Like last year, Seattle was supposed to be one of the worst teams in the league. Right. And everything, you know, they were in the playoffs, you know. And
Geno Smith looked good in that offense.
Had a lead on the 49ers at halftime. So, yeah, so no. But, yeah, I'm not a believer in Russ. I really haven't been. And, again, like, I think the situation will be much better. Sean Payton is going to be much better than what they had earlier on, even with his diss track that he dropped and walked back. You know what I'm saying? He's going to be, like, he's a 15-year.
That was a diss track. Was that Ether?
It was ugly, Ether? Man. It was back to Ether, back to back, whatever you want. I mean,
no Vaseline, ice cube. I mean,
it's up there, man. It was up there in terms of, you know. But a lot of that, I think, was to try to build up Russ. Russ is going to have every opportunity
right,
to fail here.
I agree.
He's going to have every opportunity to fail. So, but I do know this. If by week 7, it looks like it did last year, it might be Stiddy time, baby.
Whew. Oh, man. All right, Russ. I don't even want to say cook, but just play better. It's the iCouple yeah. Locket.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. Because we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!